Peter.
All right, we're here with Peter. Now, Peter,
word
on the street says that you feel that this little football team here in this backwater.
in this backwater? It's Tampa, Florida. It's not a backwater.
just could be one of the most intriguing of the 32 NFL franchises. Why, Pete? Why are they intriguing?
I mean, I think this is a... The reason it's an intriguing team is because the new coach is so interesting. We all left him for dead, 18 months ago. He was finished. Finito. And then, so he resuscitates himself. He comes back here. And you know how certain things happen and you just say, now that is a perfect coach for the quarterback. And that's exactly what I said. Now, we don't really know yet about Byron Leftwich. Clyde Christensen, obviously, I think he is a superior position coach. Peyton Manning loves Clyde, swears by him. But there's all this mystery. That's part one. Part two is this is in many ways the biggest year of Jameis Winston's career. Okay? This team has to make a decision at the end of the year whether he's going to be a savior or whether he's going to be the number two quarterback for the Jets next year. I mean,
don't get any more dramatic than
that. Yeah, I mean, now look, who knows? I'm exaggerating a little bit because maybe somebody looks at him in this offseason if the Bucks choose to let him go and look in another direction. Somebody could say, I want him to be my starter. I don't know. But I think it's big for both him and Mariota, by the way. Mariota.
Yes.
But anyway, and if it just stopped there, that would be one thing. But how about this? This defense, since the Mastodon roamed the earth, has been a typical Tampa 2, kind of very predictable defense.
We do what we do, right, Pete?
There's been wrinkles and there's been differences, but now Todd Bowles comes in. And as Bruce Arians told me today, so there was a practice, this week, in the last week, where Jameis Winston saw 15 different blitzes. And Arians had to go to this poor, frustrated, perplexed Jameis Winston and say, don't worry about that. You'll never play a game where you'll see more than five.
That's outstanding.
So, but if I'm Jameis Winston, I'm happy that I'm seeing that, because it's like, if you are getting ready to play a baseball season, you want to be able to, in the preseason, in the exhibition season, there's nothing wrong with facing Max Scherzer
and Kershaw
once or twice.
And so
I think in a lot of ways this team, all those reasons are why I think it's one of the most interesting teams to watch in the NFL this year.
Pete, can you scheme your way to 10 wins in this league if you don't have enough personnel? Can you outsmart people?
But Ira, to answer that question, the first thing you have to say is you've got 6 division games. Even playing in the big ball yard over here, is there one game that you feel confident that you're going to win? I think they might win 1 or 2 in the division, but if they go 2-4 in the division, in my opinion, that's about as good as they can hope for. So what does that mean? What that means is that essentially you've got to go 8-2 in the rest of your games to have a good shot to be a playoff team. So again, I don't see them being a playoff team. I see them being the 4th team in the division. But Bruce Arians, in many times in his life, if you look at him, including his first year in Arizona, he comes in and he provides a jolt. And all of a sudden, everything you thought on July 30th or whatever it is goes flying out the window.
And they win the close games, Pete, and that changes.
Yeah.
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 Pete, last thing. What's the national perception of this franchise? It's 11 years without a postseason, second in the league to Cleveland, and Cleveland seems to be a team on the rise. What's happened here in Tampa since they dumped John Gruden?
Well, that's that's a very involved question. I guess the biggest thing I would say about what has happened is that over a long period of time, they haven't got the quarterback right. And, you know, when I was at the Jets camp the other day and talked to Adam Gase, I mean, I've known Gase. I'm not close to him, but I know him pretty well. And Adam Gase is, you know, is so happy right now. And he's happy for one reason, because he believes that he has a top 10 quarterback in the NFL. Maybe not opening day 2019, but he thinks Sam Darnold is really, really good. Now,
and that's where it starts, right, Pete?
Of course. And you know, if you don't have your quarterback, and right now, I think Jason Light and Bruce Arians believe that Jameis Winston is probably the guy, and they probably after this year are going to sign him, you know, long term and all that stuff. But they don't know it.
They don't know it.
And that's the problem with being in year five with a quarterback. If you don't know it and you have to go back into that thing, well, and again, I'm not saying that next year if they draft Justin Herbert and they start over that Bruce Arians would be a bad guy. But look, Bruce Arians is coaching 2 or 3 years, let's be honest. You know, and
he's here to raise Winston's game, right, Pete?
Yes. He's here to save this quarterback and to make this team competitive. If Jameis Winston is saved, then he will accomplish his task. I think there's one other thing that's important to realize here. This defense might be pretty good. And there is, I think this is on speed alone, this is a top five NFL defense in terms of team speed. And, you know, so that could keep them in games. And I think Arians, I talked to Arians, and one of the things that he has stressed, you know, multiple times with Winston is very simply that, you know, you don't have to, you know, throw it into, you know, a bird's nest 35 yards down the field. You know, dump it off. Let's just get 10 yards. He said to him one day, he said, so if you throw 30 checkdowns this year and you gain 300 yards on those 30 checkdowns, as opposed to whatever happened would have happened on right. those 30 plays. So those are 30 positive plays for us. And some of the other plays would have been positive, okay, but some of them also might have been picked because Jameis Winston's trying to do too much. So, you know, but so I think, yeah, obviously Jameis is the story, and you don't know what's going to happen, and I can't tell you what's going to happen, but I will say this, when I saw that Bruce Arians got this job, I said, that is the right hire for this team at this time.
Is he all in your opinion, Pete, and talking to him?
Who's that, Arians?
Arians.
Yeah. I think he expected to like the life of living on a lake in Georgia and getting up every morning and having his coffee and going to play 18 holes. And I think he realized what many people in their late 60s realize, is that all there is?
You and I might go through that in a few years.
I might go through it in a couple of years, who knows? But, you know, he said, I think he just felt like, is that all there is? And
the juices, right, Pete?
And I think the other thing that really convinced him, one of the things he said to me, I hadn't heard this before, when he was with CBS, and they would go in and watch somebody's practice on Friday, and he'd sit down and talk with coaches, I think mentally he's thinking, not necessarily I'm better than this guy, but he's thinking, I do it this way, and I think it'd be better, you know? But it was interesting. You know, it was interesting talking to him? Like, he really likes Cutter. Bruce does. And he said some really, really nice things about him.
And Cutter will do well in Atlanta.
I think he'll do well because he's got that history with Matt Ryan. And Matt Ryan really likes him, knows him. The good thing for Matt Ryan is even though he's got a new guy, he's not really a new guy. So.
And if Ryan didn't want him, Pete, he wouldn't be there.
Right.
He wouldn't be there if Ryan didn't check off.
And look, you know, there are some people... And there are some people who probably are better coordinators than being head coaches. I think Todd Bowles is a better coordinator than a head coach. At least that's the impression I got watching the Jets.
Now, Pete, okay? you were close watching the Jets. I got this question for you.
Yeah.
Do you agree with me that when you become a head coach, with rare exception, maybe a Belichick, Pete, but you don't, you're not as hands-on with you know, Bowles with the defense, Cutter yeah. with the offense. It changes, doesn't it, Pete?
It changes, but, you know, like Dan Quinn in Atlanta this year is going to be a totally different animal, and he's going to do it altogether differently. Because what he's going to do is he's basically handing the offense to Cutter, Malarkey, and Raheem Morris. He's telling you, you guys are coaching that team. It's not like he's going to ignore them. But he's not doing a lot with them.
Thank you.
So I think the one thing that you're going to see, like in Atlanta, is a head coach who basically now is going to coach half the team. I never like that very much, but in Atlanta, I understand why he's doing it, because I think they feel like desperate times require desperate measures, or whatever that
cliche
is. And maybe
Sean Payton does the Saints offense for the most part.
Yeah.
For
yeah.
the most part.
Yeah. yeah.
So you think Bowles will be more effective in, from a defensive standpoint?
Very much, because he can devote his whole life to figuring out what blitz is going to work this week against this offensive line and this quarterback. So I think I love Todd Bowles as a coach. I think, you know, when you look at Todd Bowles, he is the one who basically invented, you know, bringing Deion Buchanan, Tyrann Mathieu
yes.
down to be linebackers. And everybody said, oh, my God, they'll get steamrolled. It was brilliant.
A lot of teams are doing it.
A lot of teams are doing it because everybody wants speed. And the other thing that people are doing, they're drafting smaller linebackers because they want them to be real fast. You look at Deion Jones in Atlanta. He's no Butkus.
I love Deion Jones.
Deion Jones, my God. He runs side to side incredibly well.
And, hey, you know, boy, did they miss him last year, Pete.
Yeah, they missed him terribly. Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you, my man.
No problem. It was enjoyable. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, baby.
Thank you. All right. This is a podcast.